Well, will the federal government now use the Adani approval process to press, or the Adani approval to press for more coal mines in Queensland? Here's the Federal Resources Minister Matt Canavan on ABC Radio Melbourne this evening.
It's probably been the most scrutinised project in our nation's history. Of course, up here in central Queensland, we're glad we can perhaps get on with it now. There's been a lot of rubbish spoken about it, but it should be decided on its merits one way or the other, and I think the decision today reflects that.
Resources Minister Matt Canavan. Well, it's been a decade since the Carmichael mine was proposed. A lot has changed in that time. So is the mine financially viable? I put that question to Gavin Wendt, the founding director and senior resource analyst from MineLife.
I think it's important just to look at a bit of context in terms of the Adani mine. This mine was conceived almost 10 years ago. Energy security and supply and energy costs is a vital component of all world economies, particularly emerging economies in Asia. So at the time, they were very concerned about energy supply. And one of the ways of sort of negating sort of rises in coal prices and getting some certainty around coal was to actually go out and get their hands on some coal. But you probably have to say that from the record levels of where we were with thermal coal prices back in about 2011, 2012, we saw a significant drop off. The last 3 to 4 to 5 years, we've seen price increases. You'd have to say that Adani wouldn't want, or any other thermal coal developer wouldn't want, prices falling much further than around the $80 per tonne mark. They would like prices to stay around that level to generate a reasonable margin for them.
Now, you mentioned there that it's probably 2 years away from being commissioned. So that means Adani might start digging holes tomorrow, but no coal would emerge for another 2 years. Is that your projection?
The general consensus on this and the timeframes that have been discussed by the company over recent times is that it would be a two-year period before any coal was produced. And, of course, in that time, the company will have to internally get approvals for funding if it hasn't already. It is not easy, whether you're talking coal, it's very particularly difficult to source funding, but any mining project anywhere in the world is typically being funded, particularly large-scale developments, are being funded in-house simply because there isn't the risk capital there at the present time. There isn't the appetite amongst institutions to perhaps fund projects as there might have been years gone by.
The Coal Council today has welcomed this approval. It says BP has just released its annual energy report showing strong Asian demand for thermal coal in the region and that contradicts claims that there's no future for coal. Others say, of course, there is a declining future for coal. Which is the story?
Well, I think it's both. There's no doubt at some stage that coal will come towards the end of its useful life. The misnomer, though, is that it's all going to end sometime in the next 5 to 10 years. And we've got a situation now where China is building more coal-fired power generation capacity as we speak. And, it's interesting that you referenced the BP study that's just been put out because it shows that the Asia-Pacific region consumes almost twice as much energy at the present time as does North America. Asia here is the growing economic heavyweight component. Its use of coal is just enormous, and that's not going to be phased out over the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, I think we're still looking at a period of probably 3 to 4 decades of coal usage. Typically, coal is a very easy initial solution to raise people's living standards. But as economies grow and evolve, that energy mix does change quite significantly.
And in general terms, this has been such a divisive debate around this mine for so long, really pitting, the climate change debate against the mining and jobs debate. What has that done in terms of confidence in the mining sector and, I guess, a sense that the mining sector might actually want to contribute on the climate front, but it's kind of backed into a corner because of this sort of politicised discussion?
Look, I think we can have both. I mean, we can have sustainable mining and we can have a move towards, a greener economy, a better environment. And I think that is happening. Obviously, there's a focus on Asia at the present time and in terms of its growing use in thermal coal, and that thermal coal has to come somewhere. Obviously, there's responsibility, but I think there's no reason as to why we cannot have better environmental standards over time, over a period of, say, 3 or 4 decades, have a transition in these emerging economies away from coal towards more environmentally friendly energy sources. And that will happen. I guess it's just a question of how rapidly that that transition will take place.
Gavin Wendt, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure, Linda.
Gavin Wendt is Senior Resource Analyst from MineLife.